folks, and welcome back into the pod. It's kind of snowing a little bit, spitting, but we've got a few inches of snow on the ground, and much less than we normally have, which is great, and much easier to move around when it rains in between and gets rid of most of it. So it's going pretty good here in New England, but that's not why I'm doing this podcast. It's not a weather report, so don't worry. I'm doing this weather report because I have a beloved 27-year-old in medical school, and I have doctor's appointments of my own. I had one today, supposedly, allegedly. As you can hear from my nasally voice, I have chronic sinusitis, and I have chronic sinus infections. So I've been managing it for the last few years. I was gonna go to a specialist, and then COVID hit, and then, of course, not going to a specialist. So I made an appointment. I actually, during my last sinus infection, talked to the nurse practitioner, and she's like, we really need to get you an updated sinus CT and see if we can't help you with this. And I said, absolutely. So I made the appointment. It was today. Got myself out of the house. Our doctor's office is not right around the corner from us. It's about a 15 to 20 minute drive, depending on back road traffic. So I get there early, wanted to make sure which building. We have two buildings in our doctor's practice, and got the right building, got myself parked, all set, went into the office, checked in, plenty of time because I want to make sure I'm in the right place. Sometimes you have to fill out more stuff for a different specialty, which I was going to have to. And as I was getting the clipboard from the receptionist, the other receptionist came over and said, are you here to see Dr. Caradonna? And I said, yes. And she said, he's running about 30 minutes late, which is an hour. Okay, because I'm not stupid. So I said, well, I'm sorry, I can't wait. And they're like, what? And I said, I'm sorry, I own a business. I can't sit here for an extra hour, hour and a half. So I'm going to need to reschedule it. And they're looking at me like I'm speaking some foreign language. Okay? And this is the reason for this pod. So many people that I know, clients, friends, staff members, would have just sat down and sat there. Now, if you want to do that, you absolutely can. Let me say that first. It's a free country. If you are not in a hurry, you can sit there for an extra hour, hour and a half. I am not going to, and here's why. Could I have sat there? Literally, yes. Did I want to? Absolutely no. Is my time as valuable as the doctor's? Yes. Okay? Your time is equally as valuable as your physician. Now, if this was an urgent matter, I would have sat there. If it was for a pap smear, my heart echo, something like that, just to keep my health, I would have definitely done it. Okay? Because I'm not going to put off a mammogram, a pap smear, an echo, none of that stuff. This is my sinuses. I've been living with this for a while. I can live with it a while more. And the receptionist just looked at me again like I was speaking a foreign language. And she goes, you're not going to wait? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. I said, she goes, well, I'm sorry. I go, it's not your fault. It's not his fault. I said, things happen. It's okay. I said, I need to reschedule. And she's like, oh, okay. So we rescheduled for the end of February. And it's fine. Well, you know, he doesn't have an opening for a few weeks. Okay. Like, I know she does not mean it like this, but the medical system needs to understand that patients are not going to sit there all day and a week while the doctor does whatever he needs to do or she needs to do. Now, another patient may have come late. I don't know. Personally, if a patient is more than 15 minutes late, you're going to have to reschedule, dude, unless it's urgent. Because other people are coming and you're backing up all my appointments. Just say no. Just say no kindly and professionally. I wasn't yelling at the receptionist. Of course not. It's not her fault. It's not even the doctor's fault, probably. Maybe it is. Maybe he takes extra time with his patients. That could be a good thing. However, the system is screwed up. And I am not going to have my time wasted because the system is screwed up. Sorry. I didn't say that to them. All I said was, I can't stay. And I swear to God, you would have thought I slapped her across the face. What? You're not waiting? No, I am not. I said, I need to reschedule. And I had to say it 3 times. Seriously, I had to say it 3 times. And I was speaking in this tone of voice. No, I'm sorry, I can't stay. What do you mean? I mean, I own a business and I can't stay here until 11:30. At that time, it was 9:30. Oh, I need to reschedule. I need to reschedule. And I said it very nicely, but persistently. And it got through, so we're good. We're good. It's okay. I'm rescheduled, and hopefully they can get caught up now. But the reality is, when you're in a doctor's office, I've heard so many, again, of my friends, my staff, my clients. Oh, I had to wait in the doctor's office for 2.5 hours. Why? Were you waiting for a specialized test? No, the doctor was running late. Then unless it's urgent, you get up and leave. You go to them and you say, I'm sorry, I can't stay here all day. I need to reschedule. And unless it's urgent, now if it's urgent, you're kind of stuck. But if it is not urgent, people, listen to me. If it is not urgent, why are you sitting there getting aggravated and having your time disrespected? Your time is as valuable as the doctor's time. There is nobody's time that is more valuable than another person's time. That shows disrespect and a disregard for other people. Now again, I'm not saying my ENT is being disrespectful. Don't get me wrong. I have no idea what the reason is that he was running about 30 minutes late, which means an hour. Okay? It may well have been a patient had to go to emergency care from his office. It may be that a patient was late and he decided to take them anyway, and because they need to be taken. Maybe they have a more urgent condition. I don't know. I'm not going to judge that. All I'm saying is, I am not going to sit there. And again, you would have thought I slapped the receptionist. No, I'm not sitting here. Just not. Okay? When I have private clients or when we are running our classes, I want them to start on time. Here's why. It shows disrespect to our clients to start late. Now, if there's like a technical glitch or something with the microphone, or an instructor was chatting with a client and she needs to use the bathroom, which can be urgent, you're going to be jumping around for an hour, that's fine. But if it's on the regular, no. Just no. No. Disrespectful. Okay? Clients that come in late chronically, I'm not going to tell them they can't come, but it's disrespectful. Like, why are you not coming on time? Especially if it's, I mean, I'm saying if it's chronic. It's every single time they come. Okay? That's just don't be disrespectful. That's all. We have to all learn anew how to be respectful to each other. Because, see, we had a president the last time who was a disgusting example of disgusting behavior. Calling people names, telling people they're stupid, making fun of disabled people. In my rearview mirror right now, I can see a truck who has a hat of that cult on his dashboard facing out. Now I know. Good, I'll stay away from you because you are a disrespectful asshole, just like your orange god. Okay? He taught people, children, adults, that it's okay to be disrespectful. You can do whatever the hell you want. You want to be late? Be late. You want to be too early? Be too early. You want to leave early? Leave early. You want to call people names? You want to make fun of the disabled? You want to, I don't know, all of it. And that started this whole thing. Now, again, I'm not trying to say that's my doctor is being like that. Not saying that. But there's just an air all over the place. Driving, walking, in business, in personal relationships, all sorts of things that people just don't think they need to respect other people. And that is wrong. In my household, my brother lives with us. He has his own space in our house. We're very lucky and to have that space for him. And of course, I've been married to my husband almost 25 years. With my husband and my brother, if they do something like my husband sweeps the walkway in the winter after the workers put the salt down because the salt's not good for the girls' paws. Now, that's not the worker's responsibility. It's our responsibility. So when he comes in, I'll say, thank you for doing that. Now, you might say, well, why would you thank him? It's just something he always does. Well, because a thank you goes a long way inside your house and outside your house. If I'm at the grocery store and somebody is on one side of the aisle, so they're to the side so I can pass, and they're looking across the other side at some products or whatever, trying to find something, I'll say excuse me when I walk in front of them because I'm walking in front of them and they're looking for something. So I say excuse me. And people don't understand why I do that. It's because I'm walking in their line of vision. So I'm saying, excuse me. That's it. Not asking them to move. I'm saying, excuse me, because I am blocking their field of vision for a minute. So I'm saying, excuse me. That's how I was taught. Now, I don't know what's being taught to children at home. But you cannot rely on the school to teach your kids manners. You got to teach them at home. And if there's one thing that my parents did, my mother did, is teach us manners. How to eat out at a restaurant. How to be appropriate. And you, those people that know me might say, you swear like a sailor. Yes, I do. In appropriate conditions. Okay, so relax, okay? If the swears bother you, don't listen to it, okay? If you don't like something, what do I tell you? If you don't like it, don't look at it. It's pretty simple, okay? So, in the medical system, people, let's go back to that. Don't let a doctor's office or a dentist office or wherever disrespect your time. Doctor's offices, dentist's offices, they're all charging for people who last minute cancel, etc. They're all doing it. There are some fitness programs that do it. I don't do it. We don't do it. But there are some that do. Okay. You can do that. I'm not doing that. But doctors and dentists do. So if you think I'm going to sit there after I did not last minute cancel my appointment. If you think I'm going to sit there for an extra hour, because 30 minutes is totally an hour, just so you know, okay? And you're going to try to charge me or you're going to look at me like I have three heads. No, I am just respectfully saying to you, no, I am not going to sit here. I am rescheduling. Because I have more important things to do than sit in the doctor's office for an extra hour because the doctor is running behind. And I would urge you to respectfully and kindly do the same thing. This is, no one should be screaming at a receptionist, getting angry at her. She didn't do that. And like I said, maybe the doctor has nothing to do with it either. It's just circumstance. But that still doesn't mean you have to sit there. Again, I would urge you, if this is an urgent appointment that you need to have, then you're going to need to wait because you need to get into the doctor's appointment. For me, on this day, this is not urgent. And therefore, I am not going to sit there because my time is equally as valuable. And if we respect each other's time on the road, in the workplace, at home, all the places, wherever you are, in public, whatever you want to say, if we just respect each other, the world will be a better place. Okay? You have to answer disrespect where you find it. And you don't, again, have to do it in a disrespectful way. You can say, as I did today for the 12th time, no, I can't wait. I need to reschedule. What? It was like a foreign language to them. And I was respectful and kind about it and professional. I own a business. I can't sit here for an extra... I can't be here all morning. Oh. Well, he doesn't have any appointment. I said, it's okay. When does he have an appointment? 1:30. I said, sorry, can't do that. I said, I need a morning appointment, early as possible, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday. I said, I'm sorry. I know it's a pain. I own a business, so I have to work around that. Oh, so you're going to reschedule? Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, and honestly, they just don't know what to do with it. And I'm not, this is not about the receptionist. This is not about the ladies at the front. It's not even about the doctor. I have never met him yet. He's an ENT specialist. No disrespect to anybody, but also no disrespect to me. Okay? And it is okay for you to stand up for your own respect and expecting others to respect you as long as you're doing the same. And I was. And it was perfectly fine. She's like, oh, okay. And she got it. She understood. But it took a minute because they're just not used to that. They're not used to people, I guess, pushing back a little bit and saying, no. No, I'm not going to sit here. And she just like stared at me and was handing me the clipboard. And I said, did you want me to fill this out for when I'm rescheduling? She's like, no, no. She goes, we'll do it at the time. I said, okay. I said, you know, I can do it this time if you want. And she's like, no, no, it's okay. And it was like, so you could tell it was so foreign to them. They didn't almost know what to do. And I felt bad, but I also did it because then I was able to leave, get my rescheduling done, leave, and get my stuff done because my life is just as important as the doctor's office. So I would ask you to remember when you're sitting in the doctor's office and you're like, the doctor's running 2 hours late. Oh, okay. And you're thinking, well, crap, I was supposed to go to work after this. I took a day off for this. I have my kids to pick up, my dog, whatever. That unless it is urgent, and again, you might be there with your kid and it's urgent, your spouse, whatever. If it's urgent for you or whomever you're there for, then you're kind of stuck and you got to wait. But if it's not urgent, respect yourself and respect those in the doctor's office and say, I'm sorry, I can't stay here. I need to go, so I need to reschedule. Okay? And if we all respect each other, again, the world will be a better place.